927 4CC across Central Queensland. G'day to the federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Hammer. Welcome back, mate.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be back.
Hey, listen, I reckon the 3 weeks would have been pretty quick, buddy.
Yeah, it does. Been out at Warrabinda.
On Wednesday, I was out there. Had a great day. I met with the council chairman and a couple of other councillors and spent a couple of hours at the state school. And we spoke to a mentor of coming around, not only Aboriginal centres, but all school centres, and mm-hmm. or some school centres, talking about how we educate children from a very early age, from preschool right through to kindy, right through to, grade 6 and grade 7, how to keep your brain active. And it's a very important role to have people who are aware of keeping the brain active and don't take everything for granted. Don't believe what you see on Facebook or what other people tell you. Try and activate your own brain into working things out yourself. That was the whole thing all about, teaching young kids from an early age how to use the brain and keep your brain active.
Sure.
And it really goes to people in old age, actually. Keep your brain active, because it'll stop the early onset of dementia and
Alzheimer's.
Those sort of so things like that. So
yeah, good.
It was well 2 hours talking to teachers and a couple of students, and the mayor was there, and it was time well spent.
Now, mate, Sunday, a few people in town. We had the premier. Twiggy Forrest was here as well, talking about the hydro plant west of Gladstone. Looked like it's going to be built, and he threw in, started off with $115 million. It's going to create some jobs. It's going to be a long-term thing, and it's going to be, from all reports from what I've heard, it's going to be the biggest in the world.
Yeah, that's true. I spoke to Twiggy for some time, and he said, look, if it was easy, it would have been done before. So there's a few things, and this is what the whole stage one is all about, finding out the problems of getting the technology right so we can produce hydrogen at a good pay rate. It's not there yet, but there's only one way you'll get it there, under $2 a pound, is to develop a technology that will give us there. Last week we had the 2 weeks of discussions with the Gladstone Engineering Alliance. Come Sunday, that really capped it off the whole week. We spoke about hydrogen and its benefit to industry, because it's got zero emissions, does use water, it's splitting the atom, the H2O, split the hydrogen and the oxygen apart with electrolysis.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the first stage out here at the Gladstone Industrial Estate. It's a good announcement, cast of thousands here from the state government, but the federal government also is putting in money. We've got 7 pilot plants, one in each state, all around Australia.
Yeah.
We're putting $4 million into that. Look at the ways, and we're partnering with overseas companies and countries. So when Twiggy arrived in town, it was a great announcement. He's very, very buoyant about it, and any investment in Gladstone, that's great.
Ken, I know you're busy, going to be off to Canberra again for a little while, but as we always do on a Friday, whenever I can get you, like it when you kick off our Bad Joke Friday. You've got a bad joke for me this morning?
Oh, I have, actually, yeah. A mate of mine wanted some bees, so he went to the pet shop and asked for 12 bees, but when he counted them out, there were 13 bees on the counter. So he said to the pet shop owner, he said, hey, there's 13 bees here, I've only asked for 12. And the bloke looked at him and said, look, there's 12 bees there, but the other one's a freebie.
Oh. Well, that's the best one you've told me in nearly 2 years. Oh, Kenny, thank you, mate. You have a great weekend. Take care. I'll be using that down the track. Thank you, Ken. Our federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd there, 4CC.